Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Oh, Trendy Zeit. The stars are brightly zeiting. I need to look up who from Zeit Gang gave me that short show title. That is courtesy of, oh, it went away. Oh, man. EC Gear Fool 1229, give it to me. I'm Jack. That is super producer Brian Jeffrey.
Hello, it's me.
My mic sounds nice, Brian.
That's an interesting coincidence, because my mic also sounds nice, Jack.
Nice. All right. Well, our vocal warm-ups are in. I believe they've been registered, counted, weighed. And our mics sound nice, so we can start the show.
We did forget to do lion face, lemon face, but it's okay. We can just keep going.
Those are for our video warm-ups when we're on YouTube, maybe in 2024. Might be doing some YouTube stuff, video stuff, neat stuff. Well, it's official. Zeitgeist is on YouTube. That's what I'm gonna do a recreation of that video, announcing when we first show up on YouTube. Brian, we did a Trends of the Weekend episode yesterday and totally forgot to talk about the Senate staffer who filmed a sex tape in the hearing room, the Senate hearing room.
Tell me more.
It was apparently very graphic. Right, I believe it was leaked by like the Daily Wire or one of those right wing outlets, and like screen capped, and that, you know, they were just like, oh, it's so gross, man. Look at this. Did you look at it? Did you see that part, like 13 minutes in, when he does that thing with his leg? Anyways, people have like traced it back to Senator Ben Cardin's staffer or former staffer, and the staffer was like, stop attacking me for who I love. But I think it had more to do with the fact that they made a graphic sex tape on Amy Klobuchar's desk.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing clips right now, and yeah, graphic. I would describe it as graphic. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It is not softcore. No, it is the other type.
And there is no ambiguity about where the fuck they are.
So that was fun. That was fun moment over the weekend. And Yeah, be interesting to see what they decide to do here. But generally frowned upon. But I don't know. You know, the Senate is a pretty boring place, so this gave everybody something to talk about. I think like one senator like took a picture of some hand sanitizer and was like, buying this for Senator Klobuchar. So I think they should just thank the staffer for the entertainment and move forward. But hey, speaking of adult entertainment, we're going very porny off the jump here, because the Pornhub analytics for 2023 are out.
Yep.
And it's another year. You know, the rich keep getting richer. Taylor Swift was already like the most famous entertainer in the world in 2023. She just got more famous until now she's Time's person of the dang year. And in the world of adult entertainment, hentai continues its reign at the top of worldwide search terms.
Like it's Bad Bunny or something, just 3 years in a row.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
With those tentacles.
Yeah. There's the map where we get to look at what all the different states are searching for. I'm assuming this is not like their top search and
it's terms searched more often in each state when compared to all others. That's how they're aggregating this. So what are your favorites, Jack? What are your favorite states you see?
I mean, it's hard to beat Oklahoma with sex dick.
Yeah. There's a certain naive charm to it.
Almost. Yeah. Just 3-year-olds are the only ones, or I guess 3 is too young, but you know, like 9-year-olds are the only people searching for porn down there. But yeah, that's, I like that one. I like Washington's sensual sex.
Sensual, yeah.
North Dakota, just in terms of like, so for most appropriate to the state, I'm going to say Hawaii, because their top search is Hawaiian. So yes. Makes sense. Yeah. North Dakota, however, loud wet sex. I don't want to be wet in North Dakota ever.
Not even like, inside.
Not inside. Not next to a fire. Still gonna be too cold. One side of my body gonna be too cold. And yeah, South Dakota's is shower sex. I feel like the Dakotas are just telling us they're cold.
They're very about wetness for some reason, and I'm not sure why. What was the one that caught my eye? New York, body swap, which is interesting, like a freaky, actual Freaky Friday type freaky situation.
Like very Freaky Friday,
very freaky.
Yeah, freakiest Friday yet. Maybe they were just looking for that Ed Helms film, The Family Swap. And
also Nevada, very on brand in that their top search term is Vegas.
Yeah, Utah is Mormon. Come on. Like, you didn't even need to publish that. Alaska, very lonely. Sex doll is number one.
Very tough. Stop telling on yourself.
Yeah.
We know there's only like 14 women in Alaska.
Do we know what America, like, America compared to other nations, like
yes.
what is our version of that nationwide?
Yeah. So if you scroll down a bit, the top relative search term for America, and let's not dig too deeply into this. Mm-hmm. It's ebony.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
there
ebony.
There might be some unresolved issues there.
Let's just put a pin in
something
that.
Unexamined that they're not, America's not looking into that much. There's always one state that has smoking, and this year it belongs to Virginia. I feel like in the past it's been
that's also very on brand,
but it's always like a state that produces tobacco.
It's like
they're just like
everybody at Philip Morris is just jerking it all day at work.
That like this is what they've resorted to, is like
their
how
lobbyists
do we get...
are just like
yeah, gotta respect Kentucky bouncing boobs and Pennsylvania big boobies.
Real simple, they're just keeping it real simple. But Tennessee, giantess.
Yeah,
So like attack, they want to be attacked by a 50-foot woman or something, or
yeah,
what's going on?
I respect it. I respect the use of the term giantess. Like that feels fancy for Tennessee, you know?
That's not what I would have expected from them. Like they totally threw me for a loop. Ohio is feeling a little insecure.
Small dick. Enough with these big dicks in porn. Give me a smallie. Give me a little guy. You know, like one that we can all identify with.
Yeah, some we can relate.
Ohio, we get it. Anyways, what a blast. Thank you as always for your service, Pornhub. This is, I think, always my favorite year in review content. It was not out in time for our year in review and review episode. So
they should start releasing like which political candidates, like what their analytics are. That should be public domain.
Well, you just have to ask their sons who's monitoring it with angel eyes. Is that what it's called?
Forgot it. Yeah, I think it's Covenant Eyes.
Covenant Eyes is so dark.
Baby, you got Covenant Eyes.
That's right. Anyways, thank you, Pornhub. And thank you guys for listening to this very porn-riddled first act of the episode. We're going to take a break and come back with
wipe yourselves off, guys.
Yeah. we're going to come back with non-porn content. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be
a
me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Alex Garland, director of Ex Machina and Annihilation. For his next movie, we got the trailer. It's called Civil War, and the title is not a clever metaphor. It's literally about another American Civil War. It seems like they should be giving Robert Evans a very special thank you at various points. But it also feels like a high budget version of like the movie that the Daily Wire would make if they had budget and like actual celebrities beyond Rob Riggle and Alonzo Bowden to like be in their movies, because it's just, I don't know, there's just like different aspects of it that feel beneath like a Hollywood movie.
It definitely feels a little, I would call myself, I'm not like, I don't like the word fan because it means fanatic, but I really do like Alex Garland's work just in general. Yeah.
I don't like fan. It says too much. I'm a Garland psychopath. I'm a psycho fucking freak for this dude.
That like so, you know, making social commentaries aren't foreign for him, and being blunt is not foreign for him either. But this is like very direct about what this is about. There's no like, there's no trappings of sci-fi or allegory. This is just what it is on the tin. And I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. So the U.S., as far as we can tell, the U.S. goes to war with the secessionist Western forces, as well as the Florida Alliance. The Western forces are made up of Texas and California. So I think for most people, the possibility of another civil war breaking out doesn't seem so far-fetched. But I think people were surprised at the idea that like Texas and California would team up. And there were a bunch of like Texas and California memes of like Tommy Lee Jones and what's her name from Wednesday?
Jenny Ortega.
Yeah, Jenna Ortega. Yeah, yeah. With the words California and Texas, like, you know, the idea being this does not, doesn't seem like how things would go.
Now, I can see how a lot of people would get that impression. I have driven the entire length of California.
Yeah.
And I have driven the entire width of Texas several times. And they have a lot in common that people who are unfamiliar with the states just don't realize. It's like, once you're out of those cities, it is red as fuck.
Yeah.
In both states.
Yeah.
It's not as surprising to me, but yeah, it does seem a little, I'm curious to see how it sort of shakes out in the film, but
I'm definitely like intrigued, but I guess my question is why would it break down along state lines at that point? Like, I think Robert's thesis, as far as I can remember, is that it would be like a cities versus rural, breakdown of a civil war, most likely, but I guess there's a lot of power in the cities and a lot of money, or in the states and a lot of money. So maybe, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it'll make sense. But
Texas seceding makes sense, and California is just such a massive economy that it could be its own country.
Yeah, both of them could be their own country. So I guess,
I mean, one of them has. It's just, I mean, I could see if there were certain economic things going on that they might want to team up, but it's weird. I'm not going to say it's not weird, and I'm very curious to see how it shakes out, but yeah, this is not what I was expecting from him based off of his last film, Men, which was a very small, weird art house kind of personal story.
I totally forgot that he made that one. Was that good?
Yeah. It's hard to recommend, but I mean, if you like broad daylight horror, then it's worth a watch for sure. It's one of those movies where it's just like, it's kind of hard to recommend.
Yeah. This one's got Plemons wearing some sunglasses and being menacing. So, I mean, the sunglasses, he's like wearing these big red sunglasses. That's my favorite detail of it. But it is like, it does seem like the bad guy in the movie is the federal government, and like the president is played by Nick Offerman, and he's like a 3-term president, and people are like, wait, so Joe Biden is the bad guy, which I think is a little bit short-sighted, because Joe Biden's not going to be president next year.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have like a dictator for president. So could be,
should be a fun little wrinkle for us. We're finally at the dictator phase.
Yeah.
We made it, everybody.
It'll help us imagine what the world looks like without capitalism besides a zombie apocalypse. We'll have all sorts of new looks, new fresh looks.
Yeah, and we'll have some parity with all the other countries who've had to deal with dictators internally.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Learning experience.
Yeah. Our writer, Jan, was pointing out this isn't the first civil war we've seen in film. There's a 1997 movie directed by the director of Gremlins, Joe
Hell
Dante.
Hell yeah. Love Joe Dante.
That is a black comedy where like immigration is the center of the conflict when the governor of Idaho refuses to accept a plane of Pakistani refugees. It creates like a national crisis. They go to war with the president, played by Phil Hartman, who's only concerned about helping the refugees so that he'll win the upcoming election.
I've never wanted to see a character play the president more than Phil Hartman.
Yeah, hearing right?
That. Like, wow.
And then, of course, there was Barbed Wire, which a lot of people are always forgetting how prescient and brilliant Barbed Wire is. But that is, of course, the 1996 Pam Anderson film about life during a new civil war between the rebels and the government of neo-Nazis. It's a loose remake of Casablanca. So that is where it comes from. But anyways, I don't know. I feel like the idea of a Nazi U.S. government or, you know, authoritarian U.S. government is going to get more and more interesting to people in the next year. So maybe this stuff will seem less crazy. I'm into it. I'm at least intrigued enough to keep an eye on it.
He's not led us astray thus far. So yeah, I'm gonna keep an open mind on this. But I'm like, yeah, it definitely is like, what's up with these Daily Wire ass movies coming out lately? Like,
yeah,
like we had that movie a couple years ago, The Hunt. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Where it had that kind of feel to it of, you know, liberal versus what, and it's just, yeah, it's, and that movie wasn't bad, but it just feels weird going into it, you know?
It's weird because when you look at most Hollywood movies, like most big blockbuster Hollywood movies, the good guys are the farmers and the bad guys are the government. Like when you look at Star Wars or, what's the Hunger Games, like that is who we inherently identify with, is like the farmers, the people who would probably be voting for Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see films that try and tackle that. But it is always very difficult to try and make like a near future dystopian movie. Like, I can't think of a great example of like a movie that did it where it didn't feel weird. There's that one movie, The Siege, by like Edward Zwick, that ended up presaging like 9/11 a little bit. Like it was there's a terror attack on New York City, and then they become like very militant and authoritarian like right away. And then, you know, 3 years later, it actually happened. So hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah, and then of course we have, you know, Red Dawn, the prescient Red Dawn.
Yes. To any day now.
Yeah, any day.
You know, the Leave the World Behind film, as we talked about. You just get your bunkers ready, guys.
Yeah, I'm bunking up with Michael Shannon. I'm bunking up with Michael Shannon.
You need me, I'll be in the bomb shelter with Shannon. all right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, December 19th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.